What's up, everybody? Welcome to Yeah But Still Patreon edition this week. Another week lockdown, baby. We are FaceTiming lockdown. Right now.
I'm FaceTiming you from Russia. I'm a bot.
Oh, yeah, you're a bot. You're banned. You're really locked in. You're double locked
in. I've been exposed as a Russian bot by the resistance.
Dude, you want to explain that one to them?
Oh, yeah. So if you guys did not see, just catch you up to speed. Although it would be, I'd be surprised if you're listening to this and you don't know this already. But if you missed out, a couple days ago, it was right after we recorded with Stav.
Mm-hmm.
I got blazed and then went on the computer.
Oh, you got blazed? You got a little weird?
Yeah, I got a little weird. I got a little weird, and I downloaded Joe Biden's profile picture and his banner, and I changed my profile picture and banner to Joe Biden's profile picture and banner, and just like copied his name, like Joe Biden.
One of your oldest tricks in the book.
One of my oldest tricks. This is something that that has been miscredited to Jabuki. But
I've been doing this. Very
miscredited. He literally asked me for advice on this.
You taught him how to do it.
I literally taught him how to do it.
So let the record show. By the way, what kind of advice does one even give in that? Be like, well.
Oh, it's just like, oh, delete it after like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You should be fine. I mean, in the past, I had only done very mild. I did it as Ed Sheeran once.
What was that?
I forgot what I even said. It probably some like dumb British joke. And then I did one as Bill Maher.
I remember
and I just
Bill
said,
Maher.
I should be allowed to say it. And like that was, but this is in like 2017. And then, you know, Jabuki copied me a year later. I mean, with permit, like he hit me up about it, asked for my input.
Yeah.
But his blew up. So then, like, people were like, oh, damn, like, you pulled a Jabuki, haha. And nothing was more maddening for me than seeing that. But I'm only bringing it up because I got this fucking psycho.
A couple
this, like,
psychos, honestly.
Resistance weirdo. Yeah, it's like a couple of them. But, this woman, Caroline Orr.
I've seen her before. I haven't looked into her too much, but
she's like
seems
a thread
like
girl.
A deep freak.
She's the thread girl. She's like a big Russiagate person.
Yeah, you could like tell because she has like a severely face-tuned profile picture.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like their face just looks like a sheet of paper because they've like done the blur so much on it.
Yeah. These no, like she is. Yeah, no, exactly. They all have that same profile picture.
Yeah.
And it's always from like 10 years ago.
Of course.
Yes.
Though you can always tell because it's like a weird picture in the first place, like kind of like a selfie from 10 years ago. And it's in her backyard near like a fence. It's not a good pic. It's not like a cool picture, you know?
Damn, I clean up good.
Yeah. That's always a dead giveaway with people. If they're using a profile picture that's just kind of like odd, like a kind of like a setting and style that you wouldn't normally pick, just like just like standing next to a fence, it's like, oh, that's a red flag that they don't look like that.
No, yeah, they're like, that's the thing, is those are the people that are always like, you're a bot, you're a bot, you're a bot, and
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, maybe look at the bot within.
Yeah, look at the bot within. But okay,
look at the bot within.
Yeah, yeah, she like yeah. I saw this morning. I was a little late to seeing this, but
well, this is yeah. I'm glad he found it.
Somebody tagged you in it. She's like tracking you. She's like a bit of info on the account impersonating Biden and joking about dying from the coronavirus. Here's the same account in various iterations. January 2016, pink. She's describing your header photos.
Oh yeah, she has four photos.
Cow.
It's then, four screenshots. Also, that's not even a fucking cow, bitch. That's a fucking baby goat.
Yeah, it's a baby goat being birthed.
It's a baby goat being birthed, and the full image is a baby goat coming out of the pussy smiling, and it says, hi, bitch.
She posted four screenshots of like your Twitter over the years, which I assume was a result of just Google searching.
I think she just went to Wayback Machine.
Yeah. She just showed people your Twitter. It's like not presenting evidence in any way. Like there's nothing to be gleaned from this.
Right.
It's just like, oh, here's four different screenshots of Brandon's Twitter like profile over the years.
This is like what she's getting her PhD for.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Like, these people are all working on they've all been working on PhDs for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
The thread people.
I also.
They're doing one course every 5 years. Slowly. They'll die. They'll get the PhD when they're like 95.
She's getting her PhD at my alma mater, weirdly. Yeah.
Is
that's
she really?
She's RVA Wonk. Yeah, Richmond, Virginia, VCU.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
It's so funny. I,
when you get back on, you gotta tell her that you're a fellow alumni.
I'd love to talk.
Yeah. How long
Caroline,
were you at that school again?
Pod.
Was that?
What's that?
How long were you at that school?
Like a month.
Yeah. So there's not gonna be much records if she goes into the RVA archives.
Yeah. Like I was there for like maybe a month. by the way, this is a very interesting thing about Caroline is she. I don't know if you know about this. She tried to set up a GoFundMe to go to Hawaii and investigate Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh my God.
That was like that's like one of her big things. One
that's
of the
so funny.
Things that she's known for is she literally like set up a GoFundMe like, "Hey guys, please fly me out."
That's so funny.
Fly me
she's
out
just going to land
on Aloha Airlines.
Yeah, just going to land so with like a notebook and like be like, yeah, like "Here I am in Hawaii."
Yeah, you land at the airport in Honolulu and they like they try to put the lay on you and you're like, "Stop. I'm here for journalism."
Yeah. Or you're trying to get the scoop from them. Like the ladies like, in the hula skirts.
Know Tulsi?
You are Hawaiian.
I'm she's got like a bunch of red string connecting Tulsi Gabbard to Brudda Is.
Yeah.
She's like combing through
Brother is one of her sources. Yeah. Also the guy
he's
from Rocket Power
through his Somewhere Over the Rainbow cover.
Uncle Tito or whatever his name is from Rocket Power is her other source. And Johnny Tsunami is the third. They're all tuning in. Giving her the big scoop.
Well known Russian asset, Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah. Well, that was his spy name, really.
Yeah.
They taught him how to snowboard in the CIA or the KGB rather. That was part of their operation.
This is worth looking into.
Yeah.